This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And I can prove that by saying hello to Steve in Thailand, hello to Maria in Germany, who are listening to us on the internet right now. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighter, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, helping keep the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, on and also over at Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch .com, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. And joining us right now to start things out, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's about starting with a pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we ended the week with no additional help or relief for the people that are on unemployment or stimulus or anything like that, that they were trying to work on, I think. I'm not sure who wasn't working on it more, whether or not it was Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, to be honest with you. But the president, probably over the weekend, is going to issue some sort of executive order or executive orders to get Americans the coronavirus relief that they need, the stimulus, and possibly even some health insurance executive orders in the mix. I'm hearing all sorts of things. What are you hearing?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We understand that White House attorneys are poring over the options of what the president can and can't do with the executive order in this situation. But there is a consensus that he can do some things, perhaps.
Just can't do the money end of it.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, that's one of the most crucial things. He would absolutely have to have legislation for that. But when it comes to perhaps eviction moratoriums, and some other things that the president can do, it may seem like a pittance, but it is something that the president can actually begin to act on. Now, of course, the Democrats, and this is key, the Democrats have signaled that if the president moves to executive orders, that they will not want to do any more negotiation. Although, Captain, I think you'd be hard-pressed to think that the Democrats have actually been doing negotiating. They seem to throw out these positions and try to claim the high ground.
They did bartering yesterday. Nancy Pelosi said, we'll meet you halfway in the stimulus, the unemployment check. We'll meet you halfway in the unemployment. We'll go to 300, not 600. And the administration, and the Trump administration had already offered 200. They weren't going to budge above the 200. Nancy wanted 300.
Well, exactly. And I saw Mnuchin come out and talk a little bit as well. They are still very, very far apart. But I think a lot of people across the highways and byways, Captain, are wondering why even the Democrats can't agree to some narrow band of a bill that would at least get the money out.
They are coming out, and it's very obvious. They wanted $3.4 trillion. Now we're down. It went down to like $2.2 trillion. Or no, wait a minute. Yeah, $2.2 trillion. And Mnuchin said, no, we're willing to do whatever it comes up to, which is $1.something trillion, but it wasn't the two. So they're apart in that. But I got to ask you a question. The president is also working on an executive order on pre-existing condition coverage for health insurance, which also may be a part of this.
Yes, exactly right. And so, again, that's all part of the mix. And, again, I think the president is going to be demonstrating to the American people that no matter what, no matter how the Democrats are acting in these negotiations, he's going to start doing things that at the very least can try to move the ball forward.
Now, there were four deaths yesterday associated to a methanol-based hand sanitizer. Methanol is a gas that if you get enough of the gas and inhale it, will kill you.
Well, that's right. Now, what we've seen with these methanol deaths is that the companies that have been making hand sanitizer, some have changed from their initial regular wood alcohol, basically, for the hand sanitizer, but they've changed it to the methanol, which also, by the way, is found in antifreeze as well, and you certainly wouldn't drink antifreeze. And then earlier, I think the U.S. Food and Drug Administration had issued a warning back in June about hand sanitizer made in Mexico because it also contained a lot of methanol.
That's correct, and if you inject that into the bloodstream, if it gets in through an open cut or something like that into the bloodstream, or if you start sucking down fumes because you got it all over your hands and it smells and you start sucking it down, if you've got any type of breathing problems or that sort of thing, as I said, it could kill you. And four people did die yesterday in the United States.
Yes, it's very, very sad. So again, you have to be very, very careful, and the hand sanitizer obviously is a new sort of ubiquitous part of our lives. But again, yeah, you want to have a ventilated area, obviously, when you're doing that at any time.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, in case you're joining us late or you don't know what's going on, there is no stimulus agreement. There will not be one. Certainly, you would think that they might be wanting to work on the weekend to try to see what they could do. But nope. Not Nancy and the gang. No. And they think they have the upper hand, and I'm telling you, they don't. This is going to come back to backfire on them. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere as we stroll across the weekend, overnight, radio airwaves, live and in living color, and recorded in some other parts of the country.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. And our first segment brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now. It works for me. That's all I can tell you. It is an all-natural product. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. And it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, I've got arthritis because I've had a lot of fractures and whatnot, and you find out later in life that you wind up with arthritis. And I've got arthritis, so it helps me with that because I have a lot of pains, and sometimes I can hardly even stand up because of them. But once I take the Relief Factor, boom, I'm in like Flynn. Now, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, just general muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activities, this product will help you. All you have to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Click on the little Relief Factor 3-week quick start button that's right there. It costs $19.95 to get started, and you're well on your way to pain relief. They also have a little tutorial there, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. And they got a little video there that tells you all about how it works, what's in it, et cetera, et cetera. You can go look at that. But I'm telling you, for $20, you're going to be out of pain. And, I mean, that is the whole point, right, being out of pain? So, Relief Factor's 3-week quick start, $19.95 at relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And make sure you do it for yourself. Nobody else counts but you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Kyle, there's a very clear and definitive sign right now that Susan Price could be the vice presidential candidate, and it was because of about $300,000 worth of Netflix stock that she divorced herself of yesterday.
Well, that's right, Captain. And Denise Simon was pointing this out. So
right.
Thanks to her for that. Because, yeah, this could be a very interesting sign. We understand that she sold her shares in Netflix valued at about $305,000, according to an SEC filing dated on Thursday. However, one of the spokespeople for Ms. Rice said that the sale of what they called a fraction of her Netflix stock has nothing to do with the VP speculation. However, it would seem to me, Captain, that these kinds of things can be typically a sign that something is in the offing here, and she may want to be divesting herself of different investments or this kind of thing, getting ready for a much more comprehensive vetting. So stay tuned. We will see.
Well, Netflix is kind of an interesting company because who is it that invested big time in there?
Well, I think it's the Obamas.
That's right.
Yeah,
so naturally she would diverse herself with that and diverse herself with that direct affiliation with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, there's the Michelle Obama documentary or something that's on Netflix now.
Yeah, and I believe that Susan Rice was an investor in that picture. Now, the post office is going to, let's see, receive all of the mail-in ballots that are going to be mailed to them from all around the country if the Democrats have their way and go to all mail-in ballots, which is what they want to do. Let me start by saying Nevada has got some 200,000 mail-in ballots right now that cannot be delivered as addressed.
Well, I know. I mean, it's not funny, but it's very concerning. I mean, again, this is being touted and literally thrown out there, Captain, at the 11th hour to say, oh, we'll just do mail-in voting. No problem. And they don't expect it to be scrutinized. In fact, if you do scrutinize it, well, then you're somehow attacking our democracy. But one thing is certain. The Democrats want this because they think they can profit by it. And if the situation were reversed, they would be fighting this tooth and nail.
I'm glad you mentioned profit, because that leads me into part B of the Postal Service. And by the way, Maria says it's hot. It's 8 o'clock in the morning in Germany, and it's already 80 degrees. Well, yesterday at noontime, Maria, it was 90 where I live, and the heat factor was up around 100 degrees, and it was around 110 yesterday if you stayed out in the sun very long. But anyway, that was here. So we had Arizona weather here, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about money, the Postal Service in the last 3 months has already lost $2.2 billion.
That's very, very true. And in fact, I think the key quote of this is that the person running the post office, Mr. DeJoy, said, our financial position
LaJoy,
is dire.
LaJoy.
LaJoy.
In the race car driver, Randy LaJoy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he said our financial position is dire, stemming from substantial declines in mail volume, a broken business model, and a management strategy that has not adequately addressed these issues. Interesting.
Yeah, very. And when it comes to New York, our politician, Letitia James over there, our attorney general, politician extraordinaire, this is not her first rodeo while she's taken on the NRA. She's led political probes long before taking on the NRA, but she's specifically going after the NRA because they are huge supporters of not only the Second Amendment, but of President Trump.
Well, sure, and she's also been going after the Trumps themselves for a time as well. But I appreciate so much what Alan Dershowitz had to say. He thought it was a bridge too far constitutionally, he said, and he was not a big fan of what appears to be sort of a politically motivated investigation, which really becomes some sort of vendetta or something.
Yeah.
And again, is she going after left-wing organizations or liberal-minded, left-leaning people and politicians? Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say hello to Maria again in Germany, and Susan is in the chat room. Don't think she's chimed in yet, but she's in there. And Wally's in there, and cousin Vinny's in there. He's off submarine duty now.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any more confusing, along comes this report. I'm just going to read the headline. Michigan Governor Whitman meets with Biden as vice presidential decision nears. What do you suppose that's all about? Cabinet position?
Well, it could be. Now, she really tried to make a name for herself, and I think a lot of it just really backfired with her whole crazy stuff in Michigan.
Well, here's my prediction. She is going to cost Michigan. The Democrats are going to lose Michigan because of her.
That's a very, very good possibility, Captain. And I think in so many ways it could come down to garden seeds. Because remember, she shut down those stores and so forth. You couldn't buy anything.
I do, so they couldn't plant things to grow.
That's right. I mean, in the middle of a pandemic.
Which is a simple thing that most people in America like to do when they're looking for food, right?
Well, exactly. But to somehow ban people from being able to buy carrot seeds or something is just ridiculous, you know, and unfortunately, I think it's going to really, really come back to bite her on this because, again, it didn't seem reasonable, and that's what the American people want, and especially Michiganders, they want something, they're happy to do things that sound reasonable for public safety, but that was over the top.
So the China flu, a.k.a. COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, isn't bad enough. Now we find out that China has a village with the bubonic plague in it, and they've totally locked down the area. My God, what's coming next? This is bad news there, brother.
It truly, truly is. And we absolutely, and I'm sure that the American government is obviously taking this very seriously, but we can't do anything. We can't stand up against the bubonic plague.
Well, I have another warning to all people in America. Look and see where your stuff is made when you're thinking about buying it. If it says China, don't buy it.
Well, right.
There's
right.
Another reason why right there.
Yep. Yeah, but again, we don't know the full extent of the coronavirus. And also, Captain, we were held in the dark by China, especially because they never really reported this to the World Health Organization, and the World Health Organization sort of questionable anyway in this whole matter. But can you imagine what that could mean in terms of bubonic plague?
They knew how we were reacting because they had TikTok up and operating, which is simply a backdoor to China blackmailing Americans because they were spying on us.
Well, right, and this is...
And anybody that's using that doesn't seem to understand you are being spied on. Everything you're doing is being recorded.
Well, right, but here's the reaction I've heard from some young people, Captain, and that is, well, everybody gets your data, and there are all these different social media platforms. That's right, and I've tried to explain. No, wait a minute. I mean, this is a kind of a different duck here. This is something else going on in the way that they're gathering information on you.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with another segment from Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we're just getting started here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And, of course, this China thing, this ought to really bother you. The bubonic plague now located in one of the villages there? Good God, what's next? Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And don't forget, Geico Insurance is a place where you can go online to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get an insurance quote while you're right there. All you got to do is type in your zip code and tell them that's what you want to do. Give them the vehicle you're driving. Let them take a look at it. And as far as the, you know, what the radios are going to give you, car, truck, motorcycle, ATV, RV, whatever it is you're driving, and they'll do that for you. But if you really want to save money on insurance, I learned this a long time ago. If you got homeowners or renters insurance, you do what's called a bundle. And you bundle that insurance together, and you will get a dramatic discount in your car insurance. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And it works out great. And Geico is one of those companies, I've been with them for 14 years, that can save you a lot of money. And they've just rolled back their rates again because of the coronavirus thing that's going on. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Because that is going to open the door and a window wide open. So, back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a phone caller coming in here, and I'm going to take him real quick. I think I know who this is. Good morning, is this Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. Thanks for taking my call.
Fire when ready.
Hey, I want to lay out two comments, and maybe the professor can address this. And I'm going to hang up. First of all, with China. China is the oldest civilization in the world, continuous for 5,000 years. Everybody knows about the Middle East and the Near East and the Ganges and the Indus River. But while all that was going on simultaneously, China was already going on. And Chinese are great businessmen, they're great capitalists. However, you and I and the rest of Europe and European Americans and Western people, we view capitalism or the exchange or trade of goods and services as a win-win. In other words, it's a good thing. You've got a hamburger, I've got a dollar, we exchange that, everybody's a win-win. The Chinese do not view trade or capitalism the same mentality that we do. They view it as a method of conquest. In other words, yeah, they're going to get the benefits of capitalism,
right,
but they have a secondary, tertiary objective, and that is they view trade as it's another tool of conquest. That's my first comment. My other comment is about the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Okay. The bubonic plague, the Black Death, the COVID, all these things, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
And guess how that all spread to Europe? Yeah, we all know about the flies on the rats, but they didn't tell you how it started. The Chinese, way back in the day, thousands of years ago, when they were expanding west,
yep,
they were taking dead bodies, whatever they could get, humans, animals, whatever, and they didn't, this is before gunpowder. They were putting them in the catapults, because everybody lived in walled cities back then,
yeah,
and they were throwing the dead bodies via catapults or siege weapons over the walls. This is nothing new. The Chinese basically originated germ warfare and biological warfare, so okay, this is nothing new.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Ian. And again, I think we're going to have to call him Professor Ian there, Kyle.
I think you're right.
It makes perfect sense. By the way, good morning to LJ in the chat room. So go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, the mentality of the Chinese government really is no different than the mentality might have been back, you know, way, way back in the ancient of days, simply because the idea is that, well, yes, we are a very old civilization, the Chinese government might say, and we sort of have a right to sort of rule over the rest of the world. And this is something that Gordon Chang will point out,
yeah,
does so very well. And that is, again, this idea that they may not look at your country as being really a sovereign nation if they look at it as something that they could overtake or use or conquer in some way. So it's not about coming to the table negotiating or just sort of coexisting. This is my border, that's your border, and everybody sort of is fine with that. It's a whole different deal with them.
Yeah, you just can't take the shoes off of, let's see, you can't take the shoes off a giant. There's an expression for you I haven't heard in a long time. You know, Jack and a beanstalk and all that stuff, that's where that came from. But the thing of it is the Chinese are going to do what they're going to do, and whether we like it or not, it is what it is, right?
Well, that's right. Again, and it really is sort of a collective,
all right,
and that's what you're dealing
okay
with.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has disgraced himself. He's disgraced himself. He just asked the CBS guy if he were on cocaine. He said that all blacks look alike, sound alike, and talk alike. Okay, it's a disgrace. And now he wants, he's insulting the black people's intelligence. Now he wants us to go vote for him. Get out of my face! You're a disgrace, Joe. You're made in America. You've got commercials made in America. You've been in politics for 40 years. We've been paying your salary
51.
For 40 freaking years, and you haven't created one job yet. Okay? Obama was the worst president for blacks, and everybody knows it. So I pray to God that, like Diamond and Silk and Larry Elder and Carol Terrell, who was on Hannity, who said that Joe Biden is he's a racist. They look down on black people. They hate black people, and they're using you to go vote for him. I hope you wake up and tell Joe Biden, go pound sand. The Democrat Party doesn't care about you. They never have, and they never will. Stand up for Donald Trump. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country and vote Republican. Let's get to work and save the country, Captain Pete.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And obviously, he's awake this morning, right, Kyle?
Wide awake, had his coffee, and ready to roll, yeah.
Yeah, now, again, I don't disagree with a lot of what he's saying there because, again, Joe Biden is off... He's it's more and more obvious the more he talks, the more we see. By the way, he actually has a teleprompter in his basement, and he can't even follow along with that.
That's true. He does. He gets flustered. He goes off script. And when he does, I think that he has just a lot of trouble. And it's very, very sad. And, you know, Captain, I think the American voter watches this, and I think there's going to be
some... Oh, they're seeing it.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be anger developing out of this, because the party elite, the Democrat Party elite, I just usually call them the party elite, you know, they really don't care. They think that, you know, they can, if they can win this thing, they can install the vice presidential pick and then go on from there. But
yeah,
they really don't care what's happening
yeah.
to Joe Biden.
And Donald Trump is running the country and working about 12 to 16 hours a day, and Joe Biden is basically doing 3 to 4 hours a day, period, from his basement.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so typically at this point in the campaign, Captain, they're still crisscrossing the country. They're giving speeches.
Well, he's crisscrossing the basement.
He's crisscrossing the basement. That's right. And, you know, we understand about the coronavirus thing, but this is something else.
Yeah, and Todd opened up about Diamond and Silk, and I'm going to tell you the latest news about Diamond and Silk and Michelle Malkin, too. They're headed over to brand new shows where, you say, on Newsmax TV. And I'm telling you, Kyle, I told you this a long time ago. Newsmax TV is becoming very, very relevant. They're conservative. They're American. They're not afraid to say God bless America and do the Star Spangled Banner every hour in the hour if that's what they want to do, say the Pledge of Allegiance, but Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, headed to brand new shows on Newsmax TV.
Absolutely, yeah. Michelle Malkin is just very astute. I love to hear her commentaries. She does tell it like it is. I think Diamond and Silk do a great job, and I'm actually very excited to see what their show is going to be about. Absolutely.
Yeah, and she was on with Mark Levin for a while, and when he had his thing, but he sold his thing to the guy out of Texas, can't think of his name now, the morning radio guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's escaping me, but yeah, we have seen Michelle Malkin in there before, but yeah, she will do a great job, and so will Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, I'm sitting here now, that's going to bother me the rest of the night. Over at The Blaze, there we go, he's over at The Blaze, that's what he did, he's on Blaze TV, that's where Mark Levin sold his stuff, although he's a regular contributor now to Fox, so who knows?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a show over there too, by the way.
Yep.
Anyway, Congressman Andy Briggs, and we're probably going to have to, we'll see if we can get this in there. Oh, Glenn Beck, yep, you're right, Glenn Beck, sorry about that, Glenn Beck, and I should have known that. Because the guy at one time started out where? Tampa, Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tampa, Florida.
Yep. He was on our station across the bay here on the other side of the bridge. But anyway, Congressman Andy Briggs from Arizona asked for the DOJ probe of the World Court with their ties to the terror-linked NGOs. Do you know anything about that?
Not a whole lot about that, but obviously, you know, whatever can be done should be done in order to make sure that we're on their trail.
Well, the World Court for years has been associated with certain terror groups that would hand out or influence them in one way or another, including money. So hold that thought, and we'll be right back with more. Yep, it was Glenn Beck. You are right, and thank you very much. Who is that? Steve? No, it's Eric. Okay. Yeah. All righty, and we'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, it is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We do things a little differently here in the weekend. And by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you, America's largest truck stop chain. And by the way, your home away from home. You need it, they got it. We're going to go rooster cruising.
Little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to mack. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, 1979, Rooster Cruisin', ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And Kyle, is there anything wrong with your radio?
Nope, working perfectly.
All righty, well, let me read the weather statement here, and then we'll turn it over to you. It'll take a look out west. Strong to severe storms are expected to bring severe wind gusts and large hail across large parts of South Dakota, Nebraska. Now, we've had South Dakota, North Dakota, western Minnesota, parts of Nebraska and Iowa in some of these storms this week. Additional thunderstorm activity is likely Sunday from the northern plains into the upper Great Lakes, which means I-90, I-94 going across. So you're probably going to find some weather somewhere along the line. And a fire weather threat continues for portions of the Great Basin into the Rockies, and I believe the biggest threat right now tonight is in Idaho. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. There is a big fire weather warning in Idaho tonight, and especially if you're in the Idaho Falls area. Also down as you head down the 15 freeway, extending into the central part of the state as well. So if you're heading down the 15 freeway or heading into Idaho Falls, going north, as a matter of fact, there is a Flying J just right on your way.
Also in Boise on I-84, a big one.
That's exactly right. And so that's where the fire weather warning is tonight. We do have an air quality alert in Colorado, and that may be due, I think, to some wildfire smoke, from what we understand. But also down in Arizona, we've got some excessive heat warnings going on, Phoenix area, and that's going to be Phoenix, North Phoenix, and Scottsdale area as well, perhaps 110 to 113 degrees. So you got to be careful with your radiator, and your radio's working good, but you got to make sure your radiator's working good, too, if you've got that kind of heat. And so that's fortunately, these seem to be the biggest issues that we have in the West tonight, Captain.
Yeah, and we've got some foul weather conditions, rather, in western central Colorado. Looks like going over towards Grand Junction, you're going to have some questionable air quality conditions over that away, so be advised of that. And we've got a heat advisory over in Kansas, Topeka, Marathon, Lawrence, Emporia. A big-time heat advisory down there for temperatures today are going to be anywhere from 100, the feel-like temperatures, that is, going to be anywhere from 100 to 105 degrees there. Also, we have got up in, Minnesota, coming off the Mississippi River, headed towards the Twin Cities. We've got an area up in there where we've got a little bit of weather that could be an issue. Looks like it's something that's moving off to the east into northern Wisconsin right now. And some poor air quality alerts in the southwestern corner of Ohio and the central part coming out of Kentucky, Louisville, poor air quality there. And then we do have one little piece of, I don't know what it is over here. It looks like we got a little offshore stuff just kind of drifting up the coast, leftover remnants of something or whatnot over there off North Carolina, Virginia. It's out to sea a little ways, but it might make life a little interesting at the beach. So that's what we got right now in terms of weather. And remember, folks, your Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J. Now, Pilot and Flying J's right now could mean you'd be looking in a Pilot Travel Center at an Arby's, at a Wendy's, at a McDonald's, at a full-service Dairy Queen, could be a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, maybe even a KFC chicken, or get this, a Chester's chicken up there in the north. They're pretty popular up there. And, of course, the Flying J's, you're going to find a nice sit-down Denny's restaurant or a Huddle House, depending on what part of the country you're in. Could be a Moe's Southwest Grill. And if you're in New York, Indiana, or New Hampshire, some locations even have a Dunkin' Donuts shop in them. So you get the donuts in the morning, the coffee, and by the way, Dunkin' Donuts, not to be forgotten about, has now got a little breakfast menu, and they got a little light brunch menu, too, to go along with things. But you want to make sure at the Flying J that you join the Drivers Club, because by joining the Drivers Club, you take advantage of all the different things that they have to offer. And I'm telling you, you got to get with the program, because you're losing out if you're not in the Drivers Club. First thing you're going to get with the points you're going to be getting is probably going to be one of those nice travel mugs to take with you. And that's what you're going to fill up for a nice hot cup of coffee or a good cold soda, whatever they might happen to have there at the Flying J you're stopping at. Now, Kyle, back to you and back to the stuff that's going on. What is it? Why is it Maxine Waters keeps getting reelected? Could you please explain that to the audience?
Well, if I knew the answer to that, what happens is she's just become inculcated, and quite frankly, Captain, I don't think it's based on making lots of progress or doing lots of great things. And this is a lot of times the story.
She's out of her mind because, again, this week on two separate occasions, she talked about the peaceful protests in Portland. Excuse me. I think it's been, 70 days or thereabouts that every night there's been violence, and sometimes even in the middle of the day there's been violence in Portland. They tried to set fire to the building with the police in it the other night, and the Portland mayor came out and said, well, that's attempted murder. You can't do this. We're now becoming we're now becoming the props for the Donald Trump campaign. We can't do that.
Well, right. Well, and again, I'm surprised she didn't say it was mostly peaceful. That seems to be the mantra. But right, Captain, I think people like Maxine Waters, politicians, they come out and they want to say something and they're trying to mold your understanding to what they want it to be. But even though we can see with our own eyes and our TV screens and internet tablet screens and so forth that, it's not peaceful.
By the way, there's another application that there are security concerns over. It's not just TikTok anymore. There's another one called WeChat. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, WeChat is huge, and especially in China, it's like a comprehensive. You could do everything for your whole day, what I understand, on what their version of WeChat is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And folks, when we come back after the top of the hour, Kyle and I, one of the things we're going to talk about is a jobs report. It was an outstanding job report, something the Democrats couldn't stomach, and they were trying to make a negative out of an extreme positive, which you can't do, at least not on my watch. But it's just unbelievable. When you don't expect things are going to be good, in some cases they turn around and they're great, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, this was more than what was expected.
Yeah.
In terms of the jobs report.
Now, let me remind everybody that today the show is partnering with Food for the Poor, and you get emergency food relief into the hands of starving children with your one-time gift of $111, or $37 will feed a child for 6 months. So think about that. Give them a call at 855-353-HOPE, 855-353-HOPE, or go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the red emergency food relief banner button there. All right. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren right after these messages and top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.